Here I'm revisiting the stack example that we've seen previously. I'm going to rename it stack of int instead of just stack, and you'll see why shortly. But here is a class defined in C++, which does pretty much the same thing as our stack did earlier. After the opening brace, and again, remember, class is pretty much the same as struct, I'm going to have two sections. One is a public section, and this is my interface. This declares those things that I'm going to give my users access to. So here you would expect to see all of the functions that a user needs to manage a stack. And here they are. Notice the first function has the same name as the class. And there is no create function like we had before. That's because this is a constructor. Whenever you have a member function with the same name as a class that it is inside, that makes it a constructor. What that means is that whenever you declare a variable of this type of object, that function will automatically be called. So in this case, the only constructor I have is one that requires an int. So that will be the only way that you can declare a variable of the stack of int class is by providing an int argument to initialize it with. That's, of course, what we want and what we had before with our create function. The rest of those functions are, as we have seen before, push, pop, top, size, and they behave the same as they did before. But notice that none of these functions have a mention of a stack pointer or a stack of int star. The reason for that is because I'm defining these functions inside of the class. And as you'll see in the example shortly, I can only invoke these functions on behalf of a variable of this type. Therefore, there's no question on what struct instance these functions are operating on. So there's no need to explicitly pass it. It's all transparent. The final declaration in the public section is a destructor. And you can tell that because, like a constructor, it has the same name as the class, but it also has a tilde in front of it. So that is a destructor. Now these, of course, are just declarations, similar to what you would see in a header file. And as a matter of fact, you generally put class definitions in a header file. Now notice the private section. I've declared my data elements, which I had before, the pointer to int, which is the actual dynamic array. Length is how big it is, the maximum size, and pointer is the stack pointer, which is currently pointing to the next open slot, and which also represents how many elements are in the stack.